Good morning. As we continue with the halachot of getting dressed in the morning, we have the appearance of what is an unusual idea. Halacha hey, yizahar melilba shnei begadim biyachad. One should be very careful not to wear two pieces of clothes at the same time. That doesn't mean all two. Yes, I was just about to explain. Not that you have to wear a single robe. But you shouldn't put on or actually take off at the same time two pieces of clothing. Why? You remember?
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. Do you remember why? Okay, interesting. Mishum dekasha leshichecha, because it leads to forgetfulness. So I presume you've done it a couple of times, which is why you didn't remember. There you go. Well, actually, and I found this very strange, and I remember as a teenager learning this rule. And as a teenager, the truth is I had this inclination to embrace metaphysical ideas because it's almost like a secret code. Wonderful. If I take two off at the same time, automatically, metaphysically, mystically, I'll just forget and I have to be very wary of it. As I've grown and shifted, I kind of search for more than just the metaphysical mechanics behind this. And maybe there is, either symbolically or in a manifest way, putting two pieces of clothing on at the same time or taking them off at the same time actually fosters a particular kind of vice that would lead to forgetfulness, possibly two vices. Firstly, if I put on my jacket and my coat at the same time, and this might just be me, but if I put it on at the same time, the jacket underneath is going to be ruffled. It's not going to fit in exactly the right way. It's just going to be on, and I'm going to zip up my coat, and I'll walk out, and it'll be fine. And what that essentially is doing is fostering the idea that what's inside, what can't be seen, doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to fit right, doesn't have to look right. It's all about the externals. And secondly, if I put two pieces of clothing on at the same time, I'm just by definition nurturing what we could call the vice of compression, where two items are being treated as one, and I'm taking for granted that there's two things here when I'm just treating it as one instead of two. And by fostering this idea where I'm inattentive to what's unseen and inattentive to what's singular, it can lead to forgetting the importance of the things that I can't see and importance of individual people and individual things in life. It makes me take for granted time. It makes me take space for granted and people for granted. So actually now when we're putting on an undershirt and a pair of tzitzis and then a shirt and then a tie and then a jacket, with each phase, it's not just slow and meticulous and painstaking, but actually fostering the virtue of being the opposite of forgetful. I guess that would be rememberful. Or something. But attentive might be the best word. We'll continue tomorrow.